Hey. Welcome to Carry the Conversation. This is our very first show, and I am so excited to have with me Katie Hall and JP Riley. They are coming with the film Act Naturally, which is a very interesting film, and I want to say hello and thank you for being here, you two.
Hello!
What's happening?
We're so excited to be here.
Yes, cool. Okay, so I kind of just want to get into it because it's such an interesting topic of conversation. What is this movie about?
Alrighty. Well, we all went to Northwestern. We went to film school and act school and all that stuff. And so JP had written kind of a draft about it years and years and years ago. And that came to fruition in 08. And the movie is just essentially about two estranged sisters who find out that their dad dies. And they also find out that they are inheriting a nudist resort, which he owned.
I'm sorry, what?
A nudist resort.
A nudist resort. Not a nudist colony, right?
No. Colonies are for
lepers. High five. That's awesome. Yes, you cannot say nudist colony to nudist. It's a nudist resort. But yeah, we actually went around the country trying to scout out locations. And as you can imagine, most of those locations were like, nah, you can't film here. But we found one that was amazing. Yikes. And it's in our backyard in San Bernardino.
Oh, I didn't even know that, actually, the San Bernardino thing. It's
technically in Colton, California, at Olive Del Ranch.
That's correct. He just one-upped me.
Okay, so I've been doing some research on nudism all day. Thank you very much
for that. Step one, take your clothes off.
Well, I'm not revealing that information. But what I was discovering was that when I watched your behind-the-scenes stuff, everyone was naked when they were filming.
That's absolutely correct.
Why is that?
Well, part of it, I'll let JP tell you a little bit more, but part of it was because we wanted everyone to be united. Like, the crew
Why
was
not?
Like, yeah. I mean, and it took place at a resort, so most of the extras and the people that live there were obviously nude. And some of the actors were like, it'd be nice if everyone was nude. And it was like, we're a family, so the crew was like, all right.
There are also certain places in the resort where it's verboten to wear clothes. Like in the when we did our location scouting, Bobby Kilborn, the owner of the resort, made it pretty clear that it's clothing optional everywhere except for the pool, the hot tub, and the sauna area. And our key grip, Bo, found out just how serious he was when he got ejected from the resort for wearing Umbros in the hot tub.
You did have someone get kicked out for
On like the first day, I come like day two or day three, I come down to the in the morning, I have my coffee, and I'm like, where's Bo? And Bobby's like, I kicked him out.
Oh.
And I was like, we need him, like, really bad. Like, not for nothing, but if you're going to fire somebody, could you come to me first? And finally, they let Bo come back in, because I was like, he's our key grip, and we're outside. We need him really badly today.
Yeah.
Very cool. Do either of you have any personal experience, or, like, family members or friends that are familiar with nudist resorts?
Yeah, girl. I don't, but JP can give you some backstory.
My parents are members at a resort in Florida.
Okay, so is the whole thing with your parents, is that part of the reason why this script is the way it is? Is that, are they have to be related?
Yes, I mean, when I was in film school at Northwestern, our screenwriting professor Dave Tolchinsky said, "Write what you know." And I thought about it, and I was like, I know about playing in a rock band, owning a landscaping business. And I know about going skinny dipping.
Well, yeah, and also I think part of it was because he took his ex-girlfriend on vacation one time and they landed on a nudist beach. Oh. And so he was like, this is interesting.
Yeah,
and so he wrote about it,
This is interesting.
Yeah, my friend Alyssa let us stay at her place in St. Martin.
Uh-huh.
And when we got there, we realized her parents' place was on a nude beach. And I was like, this is totally just like it was growing up. And my girlfriend was like, I'm not doing this.
Oh.
And then she also like relaxed after like the first day because she realized that, you know, she was the only, so they were like, shoo, boom, there's the dumb American right there.
Oh, I went to UCSD and one of the beaches down there is Black's Beach, which is, you know, clothing optional beach.
Yep.
Yeah. But when you go to the beach, it's all older men that are naked everywhere. It's very rare to have a lot of the young people down in San Diego anyway.
Yeah.
I think in Europe and those kind of places, it's everyone. But in San Diego, especially in the hoity-toity La Jolla, whatever, you don't see the moms and the children. And no, it's sort of just the older gentlemen that are letting it all hang out.
That's what you see a lot. But there are certain groups that are specifically catered to young people. Like YNA is like all
Invita
younger
Nuda,
people. Yeah.
Or Vita Nuda.
Okay, so there's these two organizations that I was researching. One is TNS, the Naturist Society, and the other one is AANR, the American Association for Nude Recreation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if you ran into and made friends with people from that were really into that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. We last summer we did a screening tour, like kind of a grassroots screening tour, because the film had been done, but we didn't have distribution. So a lot of the nudists were like, I want to see this movie. So we went around the country doing some screenings at certain resorts, and we ran into a few people that were not only associated with AANR, but JP, I think, met the founder or one of the owners.
President.
Yeah. Yeah.
Came to our LA screening. Well, actually, the movie wasn't finished yet when we started the screenings. The first screening was started in New York as a fundraiser screening to help finish the film.
Yeah, most of it was. Some of the post-production like aspects like sound and color correction and all that jazz. But yes, he does know a lot of people associated with AANR. He's become kind of chummy. Some pals with them.
I mean, yeah, well, we did what's called, we called it the Bear With Us tour. The Bear With Us It's Coming Soon tour. Where we literally... We rented out theaters and literally had clothing optional screenings.
Wow.
Yeah.
So everyone had to.
Oh, yeah. Towels.
Yeah.
Sanitary.
Yeah. We started bringing our own, and we'll rent you a towel now if you forget yours.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of going to the laundromat the next day and spending my own money to wash 200 towels.
Oh, boy.
One of the guys was a super entrepreneur. He, like, brought towels and rented them out for $2. And I was like, I wish I would have thought of that.
And then I started doing it myself.
Yeah. Well, there is money to be made off of them. There's some statistic I came across that said in 2007, it was a $440 million industry. And I was like, I never would think of something with so few items necessary actually making so much money. But there's a ton of resorts and clubs and places that all this stuff happens.
I believe there's over 900 of them in the continental United States and North America alone.
Oh, really? Over 900?
Yes. Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. I mean, some of these places
I
are...
I think I've
are,
been to about half of them now.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these places are really upscale, like all amenities included. And it's like, I mean, if you think about it, I feel like a lot of nudists are people that have other, you know, other lives where they work. And these are places that they go to kind of like for their vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So they put a lot of money into that. And a lot of that, there's so much to do. Like at Olive Dell, there's literally everything that you could ever imagine. Like, it's, yeah, like, as far as sports and all that stuff, it's, like, their own little, like, hideaway, if that's something that they're, you know, not used to.
Sports. I feel like sports is one of the hardest things that you could do nude, especially as a woman. I don't think I'd want to.
What we're doing on Sunday, we're doing a 5K run.
Okay, this boggles my mind that people run nude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of bouncing. It's hard
it is for
me.
Us too.
Yeah. It's just hard to imagine that would be pleasant. I can see doing it as a statement, but to actually enjoy it and want to do it seems like a totally different thing.
Some girls do wear sports bras at the 5K run, which I totally understand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I probably should be wearing one even.
We need support. Everyone needs support when they run. Okay, so the other statistic that I came across that actually it said came from a sort of defunct website that used to do statistics was saying that it was developed from TNS data, AANR data, and this other website that doesn't really exist anymore. But it was saying that actually about half and half of these nudists / naturists are, half of them are about conservative Republican and then the other half are liberal Democrats. And I was like, no way.
What?
I was thinking like 90% would be liberal Democrats.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about that? Have you run into a bunch of people who are like...
I have sat in hot tubs before at Olive Dell and like bit my tongue about my personal politics because, you know, I didn't vote for Bush.
That's all right. You can admit it here.
But no, I've definitely sat in the hot tub at Olive Dell while I was... I lived at Olive Dell where we shot the movie for about 9 months after we finished shooting it because I had so little money left.
That's the excuse that a lot of people might use too.
Well, while we were filming Act Naturally.
Wait, talk about the Democrat Republican thing.
My house got broken into.
He likes to do tangents.
Well, no, but I was just saying I was sitting there for a lot of time. I spent a lot of time in the hot tub on at Olive Dell, and like definitely had to bite my tongue at certain times, being like, I do think our president is in fact a citizen.
No, yeah. I mean, the thing is that, like, you don't, I haven't come across that a lot with people that I've met, because a lot of topics that you would think to bring up, I feel like it's just not acceptable, like, or at least me, I'm not a nudist, so I'm already kind of in, like, an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
But all the nudists that I've met have been so open and, like, welcoming that they mm-hmm. don't want to, like, say or throw you off if you're already in an environment that you're not totally,
yeah,
like, comfortable with.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely feel like it wasn't until I got to know people better that they started talking politics.
Mm.
Like, I definitely feel like Katie probably wasn't, you know, involved.
I tend to talk about donuts. That's the extent of my conversation.
And I never really got involved in any of the political discussions either because, mm-hmm. you know, like, I'm not going to be able to, I don't feel like I'm going to be able to sway anybody in one direction or another by just, you know, I don't want to go confusing anybody with the facts.
Okay, yeah. Politics, schmaltics.
Yeah. Well, one of the biggest things on all of the websites and all the research I was looking at was that everybody loved that without this clothing and without anything to tell people who you are, people felt like they got a really strong sense of who they were because they didn't have anything exterior to say that. Even if they were a lawyer, they're not wearing a suit. So a lawyer is going to look the same as, you know,
I have,
who works
I
the
will say
toll booth.
That yeah. I have met, since I've been doing this movie and doing this promotional tool, I have met astronauts from NASA.
Yeah.
I have met, like, guys who are in the clergy. Mm-hmm. Like, I've met, like, people who are retired priests. I've met all walks of life, like lawyers, park rangers. Like, I've met people, and you have no idea, because it is the great equalizer. Like, there's nothing, you know, when you're naked, you're...
Yeah. Yeah, and then, like, as much as people like to deny that they don't judge, everyone on this earth judges.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, to me, a few times I got in conversations with people saying, like, I'm not, like, a huge fashion goddess or anything, but, like, I like to wear certain clothes on mm-hmm. certain days of the week when I feel a certain way. Like,
sure.
No matter what nudist resort I go to, I'm always wearing cowboy boots, because I'm like, this is me. I'm going to wear something or whatever.
Interesting.
And so I always said, like, doesn't it kind of, like, bother you every now and then if you want to express yourself in a certain way and, like, just want to put on clothes? And most of the response is like, no, I'm just.
I will say that there's no other place in the world where you notice a haircut quicker.
Oh, yeah. People notice things
like
about
if you get a haircut, you notice, like, right
that
away.
That is your clothing. Right?
Yeah. Like, because you change your hairstyle up and you're just like, oh, I love what you've done with your hair. Your girlfriend will never come home and be like, is something different?
And, like, tattoos are one of the few ways that they kind of.
Oh, I see.
I think
okay,
it'd be awesome
yeah,
if,
tattoos.
Like, a nudist tattooed a pair of jeans on him. That'd be so cool.
Flesh-colored jeans.
But there's not a lot except for, like, the way that you wear your hair or, like, jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. No tan lines.
No.
Yeah, we got called out in our movie. A few nudists that wrote back to us and said, I loved your movie. It was amazing. Thank you so much for doing it. P.S., the one thing that threw me off was the tan lines.
Well, that's actually because one of our actors was training for the Boston Marathon at the time.
Oh.
And she would go running every morning. And finally, I was like, Court, you're going to have to run in place or something because you're killing me. Because I had to spend a lot of time in post-production, like, rotoscoping out her tan lines.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Well, she plays a nudist, so she wouldn't have them.
Yeah.
So, watching some of the behind-the-scenes thing, it seemed like you were saying, especially for the women, that there's sort of body image issues with everyone always. I mean, and I don't even think it's just for women, actually. I think both women and men have these weird body issues, and everybody's so concerned that once they take their clothes off because they think they're hiding it so well, that someone's going to say, oh my gosh, you have this roll of fat, and now I don't like you anymore.
Yeah.
And when you say it out loud, yes, it does sound ridiculous, but you were saying in some of the behind-the-scenes things that, especially for the women, it's been really eye-opening and good for you guys because after 10 minutes, you see everything, you're over it, and you're like, okay, moving on.
Oh, for sure. Oh, like, I actually just got shivers when you said that. Because, honestly, like, I never thought I would get into this movie and then at the end be like, oh, it was such an enlightening experience.
Yeah.
It was!
I can see that.
It was insane because people there are so accepting. And I'm not trying to generalize nudists, but, like, the fact that everything is shed, there's just you and your skin. You look around at people, and, of course, we're human. We do the judgy thing for a few seconds. But then afterwards, you're like, oh, this is so legit. Like, you honestly lose kind of that aura about yourself where you're like, I'm self-conscious and whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still think I have a chubby fupa tummy or whatever, you know? But like, but it's honestly, people do not pay attention.
Whereas
to
I'm always like, I'm chubby and I'm sexy.
Chubby and sexy. Well, there were quite a few blogs coming across research today that were asking why so many nudists were ugly. And I was like, I feel like the people that are saying those things are probably not very pretty themselves.
Probably not.
Or if so, that they wouldn't have the gusto to like go to one of those places and get nude. So it was very interesting reading the blogs. Like, why is it only the ugly people that get naked?
And I feel like those people have never been to a resort.
That's what I was thinking. Because going through the websites, I mean, it was just everything. It was like older, wealthy couples that were hanging free on vacation, and then, you know, some of them did have to have disclaimers, I guess, when you go on, because there's nude photos and stuff. But
yeah. I mean, there's a lot of misconception that people have about, like, all nudists are outcasts, and that's why they go to this place and hang out by themselves.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, I mean, in one sense, it is kind of like a fraternity. These nudists have an ideal, and they like to live their life a certain way, and they want to be around like-minded people. But, I mean, as far as looks go, like I was saying, when we did a New Year's Eve show, Y&A, and those people were super pretty.
Very cool. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get a little bit more detailed about what is happening with this screening of this wonderful movie.
Woo!
And we'll talk a little bit more about Katie and JP.
Do you enjoy reading incredible books and the joy of writing? If you do, I invite you to listen to Writer's Office and More every Wednesday with me, Megan Willingham, from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Join me as I listen and talk to writers around the world. Find out their secrets and how they land their books on the bestsellers list. If you enjoy writing and the joy of reading, you'll love this show. Tell a friend to join us.
Hello, car of teenagers. If you don't mind, I'm only going to broadcast this out of the speaker on the passenger side so we can talk in private. Okay, now that we're alone, what's with your friend's driving? Is he always this reckless? You should say something, something witty. Make a joke about the airbag or something. Hearses are funny, too. You could make a joke about hearses. Driver, just so you know, we're totally not talking about you. He suspects nothing.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and SpeakUpOrElse.com.
And just when it seems that I had my fill,
another lights up and it just stands still.
Urge that all public places be smoke-free. Let's join forces against secondhand smoke. It's your life.
Ours too.
Secondhand smoke.
That's secondhand smoke.
It'll make you choke. Well, that's secondhand smoke.
Help others breathe a little easier. This message from Americans for Non-Smokers' Rights.
Talk about having too much time on your hands. The greatest distance walked by a person continuously balancing a full pint of milk on his head is 61 miles by a homer from New York. Figures, it took him 15 hours, 2 minutes to complete the walk. How far can he get if he put a cow on his head? And that's news you can use here from AdrenalineRadio.com. You're logged on, so you might as well call. We dare you.
Okay, welcome back. We have Katie Hall and JP Riley with their movie Act Naturally. It's about two sisters that inherit a nudist resort from their recently deceased father. And so I want to get a little bit more detailed about this film, actually. They have a screening that's happening next Friday. JP, you want to tell me about that?
Yes, we are screening next Friday, April 27th, 7 p.m. at the Los Feliz 3 Theater, part of the United Los Angeles Film Festival. The United Fests are a relatively new festival. I think they're in, this is their sixth year, I believe, in Los Angeles.
Cool.
And they take place in cities all over the United States, and we're also doing New York April 15th and London June 4th.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah.
You get to go to London.
We do.
But we're really excited about the L.A. one because this is where all of our friends and family are. So
totally.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, this will be the first time a lot of people who work on the crew and some of the people in the cast will be seeing it.
Neato. And I'm going to go. So if other people want to go, how can they get tickets?
They can go to theunitedfest.com. I believe there is – you can also get to – if you go to our Facebook page at Act Naturally movie at facebook.com/actnaturallymovie. There's a, if you click on our events, there's a link right on the event page to where you can direct. I think it's the Big Cartel page, I believe.
Yeah, unitedfilmfest.com and Act Naturally.
Very cool. I actually really liked that website. Like I said, there's a behind-the-scenes video, and there's really fun production stills and stuff like that. So
of me wearing my flesh-colored jeans.
Oh, yeah. Go, JP. So go to actnaturallymovie.com, right? And that's the website. And then their Facebook page is also very fun. I have some links on facebook.com/carrythecombo as well. So like their movie and buy tickets to go see it, because I feel like this is one of those – it says indie smash hit, and I'm like, I really feel like it is.
I'm
pretty sure. Yeah, that's
your press release.
Yep, it's in your press release. Your market queen over here.
It was in ink, so it's the truth.
Exactly. But
if it's written somewhere on the internet, it must be true.
Yeah. After researching this stuff all day, I knew it was going to be fun. But now I am so excited to see the movie because I have to know what happens now because I want to know what I would do if I inherited a nudist resort from someone.
And there are talks of a sequel.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually just finished the first treatment for Act Supernaturally.
Oh, JP. Okay, JP, let's talk about you, huh?
Oh,
where'd you come from? What do you do?
I came from my parents.
Okay, as we all did. Thank you.
Yes, I had two of them. I'm originally from Indianapolis, Indiana, and I went to Northwestern Film School with Katie L. Hall over here.
You guys go way back. I didn't know that.
Yeah, almost a lot of people on this film have known me since film school.
Yeah.
Mm. The alumni magazine at Northwestern just did an article about it being like, more Northwestern Wildcats than you can shake a stick at.
We went to school together, but we actually never knew each other in school. We went on MySpace. Yeah.
No, met on MySpace and we went to the same school?
Yeah. No, her sister was my sister was in her sorority.
Yeah.
And I used to date her pledge daughter. Or her pledge mom.
Yeah. But anyways, back
I knew
to JP.
She was
so you
already.
Went to school at Northwestern. He was the first guy at Northwestern to ever do like a major music video while he was still in school for the Verve Pipe. Remember that song, Freshman? We were
only
freshmen. I don't think that's how it goes.
That was a really cute rendition.
Yeah, Brian Vanderhark literally just threw up in his mouth a little bit.
Brian, you can call
me. So you did a music video for that in college?
I did. I did my first music video for RCA recording artist, The Verve Pipe, which had the fortunate release date of 9/11/01.
Whoa.
Yes. And I was certain my career was over that
morning.
Oh, my
gosh. What are the chances?
Not great. Well, pretty good, obviously, because it happened.
Golly.
Yeah. And I was fairly certain that that was going to be the last time anyone ever gave me money to make a music video again.
Just because of the bad luck factor? Crazy voodoo bad vibes?
No, well, also the video was kind of about the members of the Verve Pipe taking over this office building and playing a prank.
Oh.
So the only award that video won was the Bad Timing Awards.
Yeah.
The Bad Timing Awards?
They didn't hold it against me, and they still hired me back to direct another music video for a girl named Rachel Yamagata, who also went to Northwestern, who did a cameo in the Verve Pipe video. And I did one for Queen Latifah for the Chicago soundtrack.
Mm. So that's what you do now, right? That's your day job now.
It has been, yes. And Act Naturally has kind of eclipsed it lately. I'm sure that my commercial rep would love it if I just, would call in more often and be like, I'm available.
Oh.
But, I directing music videos and TV commercials has been my bread and butter for the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was 12 years ago this week that I had my first internship.
That's where we met on a commercial where I got to play with a falafel Muppet.
Yeah, I cast you in a Sultan's Market commercial for a local chain of Middle Eastern
food. Yep, our friend is a puppeteer, and he made a puppet that looked like a piece of falafel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which you can probably see at letterblue.com.
Don't go there and watch it.
Actually, I really want to now. Everyone go there and watch it now.
Yeah, Katie gets
do it, quick.
Katie gets hit in the face with a bowling ball.
I get hit in the face with a ball. Yeah, it's awesome.
You did take a bowling ball to the face in that commercial, too.
Oh, I'm not even going to take that joke.
I was so hoping that I would
get
free falafel forever. It didn't happen. So.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so Miss Katie Hall, tell us about yourself.
Born and raised in Chicago, a northern suburb of Chicago.
You're kidding, Chicago?
Chicago? Did it come out?
A little bit.
I was born and raised in Chicago. I'm just kidding. I went to Northwestern, and I'm a comic, so I stayed for a year afterwards, did the Second City thing, moved out to L.A., saw on MySpace that JP was friends with the girl in my sorority, hit him up because he said he was going to do this movie. And I was like, you should come to one of my shows and put me in your movie and stuff.
No, you auditioned for my commercial. For my commercial.
So he came out here. He actually drove across the country like 30 hours to come to one of my comedy shows.
No, it wasn't just for that.
Sounding really dramatic. You drove 30 hours?
But no, I had to come to L.A. anyway.
Not just to see me, but to, like, do other stuff. But he,
I was coming to L.A. actually to meet with a guy about financing for this movie.
Oh, boo. That's not what he told me. Anyway.
the original story is better. He drove 30 hours to see you for comedy, yes.
But
keep
so,
going.
To kind of do an audition, see, like, if I was right for this role. Originally, that was a different movie that we were casting called Snap. But anyway, so... Yeah, I came out here to do comedy, and I do stand-up, and I became part of Letterboo Productions in 2006, and we've just been doing commercials.
Yeah, she kind of started on a commercial, and then you started associate producing other commercials, and we just never got rid of you.
I know. We got along well. Sticks. We worked well, yep. And he's annoying, so I try to make him less annoying in front of clients.
You guys are so cute. You have such chemistry together. It's hard to imagine that anything got done with you two working on a film about a nudist resort.
Right?
Just because...
Well, I don't know how to... He's just stupid enough to make me want to get away from him after, like, a five-hour workday. Did I just say 5 hours? I totally meant 12, USA.
Oh.
I was like, when have we ever had a five-hour workday?
Yeah, but it's... So it's been really fun. L.A., I mean, Letterboo Productions has been awesome to work with, and I just hope that this film is the first of many, so...
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, okay, you do stand-up.
Yes.
Do you feel like that has changed your world, rocked your world, informed your acting world?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's something that I didn't think about at first. Like, I didn't do it ever in school. I actually played hockey in college, and I was like...
You played hockey?
Field hockey. So the girl
so
hockey,
sexy.
Right? But I was a goalie, so I got to wear pads and stuff. Rock some stuff up. Yeah.
You're a goalie, dang
I was
girl.
Totes a goalie. Like, if you saw me with padding on, you'd be like, who's that dude that's so hot? No, but like, yeah, so stand-up is amazing. I love it. I actually took a lot of time off because when we started doing this movie, JP and I co-wrote it, and then I produced, he directed, and I was in it, and it took so much time away from, like, life that I kind of stopped performing and doing stand-up, and I just got back into it recently. I actually have a show on Sunday, so everyone should come. It's at Improv Olympic at 10:30. It's on Hollywood Boulevard.
Very cool.
In California.
Is it on Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah.
Improv Olympic, 10:30, what day?
It is on
Sunday, April 27th. So
Sunday, April...
A week from this
weekend. I totally thought you meant the improv.
No, not Sunday, April 27th. I mean...
No, Friday, April 27th
sorry.
Is my show.
It's Sunday, April 29th, which is 2 days after the Act Naturally screening.
So go to the screening on Friday at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And have fun. And then you're going to love it so much that you're going to go to Katie Hall's stand-up
at
Improv Olympic on Sunday the 29th.
Absolutely none of which
and
can
then
be repeated here on the radio.
We'll all have a sleepover. And now I'll make you banana pancakes and margaritas on Monday, April 30th.
Jack Johnson.
I hope April
proud.
Has 30 days.
It does. Why would April have 30 days? Is it February, Katie?
Oh, my goodness. You had a couple cool people work on this film, Act Naturally.
Yeah.
Talk about some of the more well-known people.
Okay. I'll let you talk
Katie's
about
like, I'm the most well-known.
Katie's the famous one. We all know.
I'm like a minion comparatively to everyone else. No. So you can talk about the actors. So Christine Cheeks cast this movie, and she is amazing. She cast Boogie Nights. She's got like a 30-year history in Hollywood. I actually work with her now in a casting office. And she did really good things. She was able to hire on Susan May Pratt, who was in 10 Things I Hate About You with Heath Ledger. She's on Mad Men. Alan Cox. Do you want to talk about Alan Cox and Rob Roy?
I think Alan was actually the first one to sign on. I believe Alan was... well, Christine Cust kind of sent me a list of people she was hoping to get in, and I was like, your cheese has slid off your cracker. We are never going to get
That's
actors...
That's crazy talk.
I was like, you're never going to get actors of this caliber to be in this movie. And I was like, because you realize none of them get to wear a stitch of clothing, right? Like,
yeah, we're not doing contracts.
You realize they're going to be naked, right?
Yeah,
Like naked, like they're not going to be wearing anything. And
yeah, trying
to
get someone to sign on to your movie where they get $100 a day, and then adding the fact of like, plus,
P.S.
your wardrobe is nothing. So
yeah,
it was a SAG ultra low budget contract, which is very very little. Like I think if you had kids, you'd probably pay your nanny more than you make in a day.
Possibly.
For sure.
Yeah.
But Rob Roy, talk about Rob Roy. He's amazing.
Yeah, Rob just makes me laugh, period. I saw Rob for the first time in a show called Lucky, and the guy just makes cracks me up. Like, he can literally just, like, sit and stare at me, and I'll just start losing it.
Oh. Yeah. You'll see him in the movie. He's the one that's wearing cowboy boots, and, like, he's the lawyer.
He's our boozy lawyer.
He's been in, like, Saving Grace. Like, he's just, like, that awesome, funny character actor.
Cool.
So, yeah, Christine was able to do really good things for us, and, yeah, I don't know.
Did you have any issues on set with people freaking out, or I can't do that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
I'm going to leave that up to you.
There were certain days where, you know, actors got cold feet, and it was, you know, I had to put on my big scary director hat and be like, I'm naked too.
Yeah.
Get in there.
I know. You have pictures of all that camera equipment. You guys are standing in water with camera equipment.
Yes,
completely naked. Doing, like, it's crazy. If I were an actor, I would feel so much more comfortable with everyone being the same.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Okay, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to get into some more serious issues relating to being naked.
Woohoo.
Riding mowers are convenient time and work-saving devices, but don't forget, they're still lawnmowers and not kids' play toys. Dr. Walt Schwalz, emergency room surgeon, concurs.
As a pediatric trauma surgeon, I treat many types of emergencies, but there are few things more devastating to treat than a child who has suffered from a needless injury involving a riding mower, knowing that if the parents had followed proper procedures, this type of accident would never have occurred.
Parents don't see the danger until it's too late, so please remember the following tips. Don't operate a riding mower with a child on your lap. In fact, the child should be under the supervision of another adult away from the mowing area or indoors. Don't allow children to operate a riding mower. Do be alert and turn the mower off if children enter the area. Do use extra care when approaching corners, shrubs, and trees. And before operating in reverse, look behind and down for small children. Remember, think safety when operating any type of outdoor power equipment. This is a public service message from the Outdoor Power Equipment Institute.
Have you ever seen a pet wandering in the streets and found yourself unsure if you should pick it up? How would you help reunite it with its owner? Have you thought about adopting a pet but were unsure of where to go? Hi, I'm Shelley Fabre, here to tell you that now there's an easy answer to these questions as well as a lot more. It's called Pets 911. It's a free public service that enables anyone to access all the information that will help us take better care of our pets. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting the website at 1-888-PETS-911.org, you can learn how to locate a lost pet or list one that you found. It tells you where the closest adoption facility is, spaying and neutering services, emergency pet care, general health information, and much more. So please call 1-888-PETS-911 or visit the website at 1-888-PETS-911.org and do your part to help ensure a better future for our pets.
Okay, and we're back with the goofballs. Katie Hall and JP Riley with their film Act Naturally. We've been talking about nudism and naturists and what it's like to make a movie where everyone has to be naked at the same time.
And letting it all hang out.
And letting it all hang out. They do have a screening next Friday for the LA United Film Fest, Friday, April 27th at 7 p.m. You can RSVP online. Go to their website and like it and check it out, because it actually is really fun. Now, the other thing that's happening is you have this thing called pre-screen on Facebook. Can you talk about that? Because I have no idea what that is.
Pre-screen is a relatively new company that actually... a guy named Wes approached us after the Chicago United Film Festival, where we had a sold-out screening at the Music Box back in September. And the next day, I get this email from a guy named Wes being like, we have a new company, and we'd like to, you know, put your movie on our site. And I was kind of, he sent a contract right over, and I sent it to my lawyer. My lawyer put a whole bunch of red ink on it and was just like, give it back to me. You'll never hear from them again. Mm. And much to our surprise, they wrote us back again.
Wow.
And
so tell her what
Pre-Screen is essentially, it's a video on demand website started by the founders of Groupon, one of the senior vice presidents of Facebook, and I believe one of the founders of Netflix and Redbox is involved, and they also have most of the board of their advisory board is made up of Blockbuster executives as well.
It's some very intelligent, forward-thinking entrepreneurs is what it is.
Yeah, it's a bunch of really smart guys who've had a lot of success with other companies.
Just from what I saw about what it's going to do, I was like, how is that even possible and why aren't more people doing it? So what does it mean for your film? What's going to happen with it?
They just pulled off something that I know many have tried and nobody has been able to do, and that's complete Facebook integration.
Uh-huh.
Meaning, like, you can literally, like, rent our film two clicks away on Facebook at any given place.
Wow.
Which we are very excited about, frankly, because, like, Facebook has pulled down our one sheet several times because it violates their community standards.
Oh.
So for us to be able to be purchasing it on Facebook, we're like, yeah, stick it to the man.
Very cool.
But
is there a time limit for it?
Yeah, so we're going to be on the homepage for 90 days.
Cool.
So, and that could go longer.
I believe it's 60 now.
Is it 60 now?
Yeah, it's 60 now.
Okay, so for 60 days. But what's really cool is that, like, Pre-Screen has a lot of, like, heavy hitters. So, like, hopefully we're going to be next to people on the homepage, like, the big movies. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's insane. And what's cool for us is that, like, we know our built-in audience. We know that nudists around the world have our back and love this film.
Mm-hmm.
But Pre-Screen is very analytical. And not only will we, like, make some money and kind of go out to a wider audience, but they will let us know exactly who's watching it, what mm-hmm. age range, where they live, all that stuff. So, like, come time for distribution or bigger distribution, we know who to market.
They gave us a lot of analytics back that you wouldn't normally find. And I mean, also one of the nice things about doing, like, these clothing optional screens for nudists, like, I'm kind of, as a music video director, I'm used to getting, like, half of my audience coming back to me being, like, a very diametrically opposed, like, kind of half the fans of, like, you know, the most recent Company of Thieves video are like, it's terrible, we hate it, and the other half being like, we love everything you've done for it.
Aww.
But, like, you know, I tend to engender two very diametrically opposed, and you know that when you're playing to a passionate audience, you're going to get that. But with music video directing, you tend to get some very thick skin because people on YouTube kind of fire back and they're like, you suck.
Yeah.
and the thing is, like, I know that to the people who don't like my music videos, they're not. It's all subjective.
Where is this going?
Oh, my point is that, like, I'm interested to see what people who aren't, you know, our built-in core audience of naturists and nudists kind of feel about it, because we've been kind of preaching to the choir up until now.
Yeah.
Like, so it'll be interesting to see if we get that, because, and I always, like, you know, kind of enjoy it when people say, like, you suck, and because
you enjoy that.
Yeah, because it's kind of interesting to see how they respond, because it's kind of like the same thing as being. And I always kind of they're trying
He's
to get
also a, inhuman.
They're also trying to get a rise inhuman out of me too, and trying to get me to, like, you know, I'm always like, I'm sorry you feel that way, so I'll respond to them.
You are the one who made a movie about naked people, so that doesn't just surprise me.
They'll try and get a rise out of you, where they're just like, they want you to kind of get frustrated, and I'm like, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. That's totally your opinion, man.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like being like, you know, the old man next door, be like, get off my lawn! Or
yeah, yeah.
And you're like walking down the street like six blocks away, be like, we're leaving, and they're still like, get off my lawn!
Yeah. So, JP, you talked about the fact that you had to live, well, you sort of chose to live on the nudist colony for 9 months after the film wrapped.
The resort.
You just said nudist colony.
I just said colony.
Colonies are for lepers.
Colonies are for lepers. Resort.
I did.
Forgive me. Resort. Club. I like club.
Club is another great term.
Nudie club. Can
yep.
I just
yeah,
say that?
Yeah, absolutely yeah. say
okay,
nudie
cool.
club.
Nudie club.
While we were filming this movie, my house got robbed. To the point where, like, they took my dresser.
My bike got stolen.
Yeah, her bike. I got cleaned out. Like, I came home and, like, my house was hit hard. And I mean, it was, like, hit professionally too. Like, the video cameras were disabled. Like, they
wow.
I mean, I felt like on one hand I got hit by a, like, you know, I was starting, like, at least I graduated to a higher class of criminal.
He's also being modest. In addition to the fact that the place was robbed, he also spent every penny of his life savings on this movie. So wow.
I did make a deal with one of our investors that I would match him dollar for dollar.
Yeah.
And as I was saying the words coming out of my mouth, I was like, what am I saying right now?
And then you followed through and then you got robbed.
Yes. So we didn't have any money for a place. And the people at the nudist resort were so great that they were like, just come live here. Stay here.
In one of our cabins.
Wow.
When you see the movie, I literally lived in Brown Cabin for like 9 months.
And the cabins look like birdhouses.
They do. They look like little birdhouses.
They're like this.
But I edited the movie myself, and some of the at the time I lived with two of our other crew members as well.
Yeah.
So they kind of moved out there with me, and we kind of lived at the resort while we cut the film. So while we were making those behind the scenes you were talking about, we literally cut those in the same way that we were.
Got it.
We were cutting them naked too.
So here's my biggest, deepest question for myself when I'm researching this stuff. And the first question anyone who doesn't have family or isn't familiar with these clubs, resorts, is, would I be able to do this? And would I like it? And my big question is it something that you think everyone should do because it's an experience that you should have that will change you afterwards? Like, you say, oh, I really like this, but yet a bunch of us are choosing not to live that way. You go and you experience it for a second, and then you go away, and you're like, okay, I'm done. That was a great experience, and now I've learned, and now I'm moving on.
Yeah.
So why isn't it spreading like wildfire, and everyone's thinking we need to live more like this?
Yeah. Well, I'll let you get the most of this because you have more experience with it. Me, personally, I do think that everyone should try it. I think that it's fun, and I think that even though I go back to, like, visit people, it's not my way of life. Like, some people are vegetarian, some people like meat.
Yeah.
I like to wear clothes. I like to, you know, like, I just feel
more... You
like
to wear those cowboy boots.
I like to wear my cowboy boots and sports bras.
Yes.
And depends. No, I'm just kidding. No.
No, Katie.
But there are certain things where I'm more comfortable.
You're too lazy to go to the bathroom, so.
No, but, like, I've been asked since this whole movie, I've been asked to do nudist comedy shows, themed comedy shows, where I'm naked. And that's fun, and that was an experience. And I have done it, but I am just physically, I'm more comfortable in clothes.
Yeah.
So while I think that it'd be really cool for everyone to try it at least once, like, there are places that you can go that aren't nudist resorts that are just like nude waterfalls. There's a nude waterfall in Victorville.
Oh.
Super cool. And you get to like hike. It's like an hour hike.
Deep Creek.
So I think, I think everyone should try that. But JP is of the mind where I think he was like, I tried it once and it's awesome and I'm going to live here. So
No, I mean, everyone who's done it, I think on our cast and crew, there was like one or two people who were just kind of like, this is not for us.
Mm-hmm.
But out of like, we're talking about a crew of over 100 people. So out of like, you know, 100 people, for two to be like, this just wasn't for me. But most people who try, it's kind of like being in a giant locker room. One of the girls who scored the film and wrote a couple of songs for the soundtrack, who was in a band with me in Chicago, called Tom Schrader and His Ego, a girl named Sarah came out and we were writing songs for the score while we were watching at the resort. And she was like, this is literally amazing. This is like being in a giant locker room in school with everybody. I love it.
Okay. But the difference to me with locker rooms, especially with gyms, and maybe this is Los Angeles, I don't know, but I feel like there's actually more judgment and more, feeling of people trying to hit on you. Yeah.
Who's hitting on you in the locker room?
No, that's what I'm saying. I think guys especially feel that way, especially in big cities where the gyms are full of people and they're all different sexual orientations and you don't know who wants what.
Maybe it's just because I never go to the gym.
Maybe that's why.
I go to McDonald's.
But I imagine that's what I'm saying, is that the locker room at the gym, I think, is actually more offensive and hard to deal with than these places where people are...
As a guy who's literally hasn't been in a locker room since high school.
No, but I totally agree with you, girl. I agree with you. I think that when we were there shooting, it was funny because most of the men in my life are they're not self-conscious at all.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the one who's always like, they feel fat, my tummy.
Yeah.
But like on set, men were very much like, I mean, I'll do this in a PG way. They were always like, it's cold.
Yeah.
That's my excuse. So that they were always, for once in their life, they were kind of like, oh, I have to worry about something.
Yeah.
But then again, after 48 hours, they were like, screw it, it's 2 degrees.
You can always tell the people who too are kind of nervous at the beginning, where they kind of like inch their way out of the towel. And like, it's after like 1 or 2 minutes, like, I think there's a guy named Stefan at Bear Oaks up in Toronto last summer who kind of put it best. He said, if in 10 minutes you're not comfortable with this lifestyle, you probably won't be.
Yeah.
Within 10 minutes of doing it.
10 minutes is all it takes. 10 minutes is all it takes.
Yeah.
Yes. Try it for 10 minutes if you don't like it.
And let's just give a shout out to him real quick. He's amazing. He runs a family nudist resort up in Toronto.
Is this Stefan?
Stefan Deshane. And he set up our entire screening when we screened in Toronto last year. And he's just fantastic and amazing.
And he'll be selling the movie as well. It is Bear Oaks Bistro.
Uh-huh. Oh, very cool. Is this something that's going to be out on Netflix eventually?
It will. Yes. We're doing exclusive for 60 days on pre-screen. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you should be able to get it on Netflix and, you know, other outlets on the super
Nothing
web.
Is locked down yet, though. So if any of you listeners are listening, come to our screening and then buy our movie!
Yeah, that sounds good.
We're actually entertaining several offers right now.
Yeah. Ooh, I love the word entertaining offers. It always just sounds, it sounds like it's so fun when really it's like...
Looking over contracts.
No, I want more. No, I want more. No.
Looking over contracts where like... I give it to my lawyer and I'm like, is this an English Peter?
I think that's been like the hardest thing about this whole thing is that we're like working on such a strained budget. We don't have money for PR. So like everything moves extra slow because we can't push it, you know.
Yeah.
Because we pull.
So I have another question about your contact with the nudists.
Yes. Yeah. Ask anything you want.
Do you feel like there's more European Americans than people that were born in America?
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Japes.
At the resort.
Oh,
clubs.
At the resort. Yeah. No, most of the people I've met have been people who are, you know, born in the USA.
Interesting. Because it
Unless it's one in Canada.
Wait, what were you going to say, girl?
Well, just that it started in the 20s and 30s with the Germans. They were sort of fighting for it back then, and it seems like all of the organizations are still going from the 20s and 30s from these original people.
We actually had a screening
German.
At one of the first nudist resorts called Rock Lodge last summer in New Jersey, which as you pull in, it says like founded 1919.
Yeah.
And that place is amazing too, by the way. Like, if you're going to try it for the first time, I would recommend it going.
Wait,
to
can we just
place.
Give Carrie a high five for knowing her stuff?
She did. She did her homework.
I really, awesome. Because it's interesting. I feel like it is something where we talk about it. Like, people that are freaks are the only ones that are at these places, and it's so not the case.
You'll meet people from all walks of life. And like, as I've said, I've literally met people who worked for NASA. I've met people who, I have met a senator. Which I shall remain nameless.
Yeah,
probably.
I was going to say, let's not do that. Yeah, apparently 20% of the members of one of the places, the people make over $100,000 a year. They drive luxury cars. They have completely normal lives. And then they enjoy being nude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to take our last break. And when we come back, we're going to get into some of the deeper body image issues. We're going to plug their screening one more time and wrap it up.
Rage Crisis Line.
It's him again. He's yelling. He's screaming.
It's okay. We're here to help.
Then he starts pounding on me.
I understand.
I mean, I'm a steering wheel, not some punching bag.
Okay, calm down and tell me what happened.
Somebody changed lanes in front of us and he thought they cut us off.
I see.
That's when the yanking started this way, then that way.
It's not you.
But the tire started squealing at me. The whole drivetrain thinks it's my fault. Oh, no. I think he heard me.
It's going to be okay.
It's just that everything's spinning.
Well, you're a steering wheel. It's natural to feel these things.
Think this sounds bizarre? Well, imagine yelling and screaming at a total stranger because he or she forgot to signal when they changed lanes. Think about it, and then steer clear of the anger.
You think I'm losing control?
I'm just a counselor. You should get a professional opinion.
You mean a doctor?
No, a mechanic.
Keep your cool and put the brakes on road rage.
This message was brought to you by your friends at AdrenalineRadio.com. Log on, then call. AdrenalineRadio.com.
Hi, this is Richard Karn with a message about how you can help protect the environment. Recycle your old rechargeable batteries. It's easy. The next time you need a new rechargeable battery for your cell phone, laptop computer, or cordless power tool, make sure you recycle the old one. To learn more about recycling rechargeable batteries, call me at 1-800-8-BATTERY or visit us on the web at rbrc.org.
A public service message of this station and RBRC.
Your Financial Fitness. I'm Deborah Wetzel. It's no secret that money matters can put a stress on a relationship, but there are steps you can take to relieve tensions related to the daily grind of managing finances. The amount of money in your bank account is not always as important as your financial management skills, says Candace Barr from the Women's Institute for Financial Education.
Every couple should take the time to get to know one another's financial personalities and be prepared to make changes based on your new financial goals. Discuss everything from budget setting to payment cards, which increasingly play a bigger role on how people manage and track their personal finances. And the great news is you don't have to go it alone. You can find a wealth of information and free downloadable budgeting tools on practicalmoneyskills.com, a website developed by Visa.
Barr also reminds us that there's no one right way to manage your finances. It's just important to know your options and keep an open dialogue with your partner. I'm Deborah Wetzel.
Okay, we're back once again. This is Carrie the Conversation. I have Katie Hall and J.P. Riley here, and we're talking about their film Act Naturally, which is screening next Friday at the L.A. United Film Festival. It's at 7 p.m., and you can RSVP online. And you have to go check this film out and just watch some clips about it, and it'll make you want to see it. I'm going to be at the screening next week and keeping up with these guys. So
if you like nudity and you like to laugh, it's for you.
There you go. Wait. Who doesn't really, though?
Everyone does.
Everyone does.
We all take showers. It's fine.
Yeah, we do. It's like a comedy.
Some of us just did it together while we made this movie.
What? No, we didn't.
No, there were communal showers.
There are communal showers.
Oh, at the resort.
We did, like, all at one point or another take a shower together.
That's an experience, yes.
Okay, so I have some really funny quick questions that are just on my mind. What's the deal with sunscreen? Because I would be burned head to toe if I was naked all day in the sun.
From one pasty Irishman
yeah.
right here. No, eventually you don't need it anymore. Like, I've never actually
really?
Tanned in my life until I lived at this place for 9 months straight. And, like, you eventually do develop, like, your body...
You turn brown?
He totes came back another race.
Like, what?
I am like
I mean, I'm almost translucent at times.
Me too.
I'm so Irish.
I get sun sick. If I haven't been in the sun for a while, if I lie in the sun for an hour, I will get sick. No, I will get nauseous.
I have always just lobstered up and going right back to being pasty my entire life, where, like, I peel and then I burn and I can't sleep at night, like, cry myself to bed.
No, but that's, like, the first thing you see when you walk into the gift shop. It's always, like, rows of sunscreen.
Yeah, I actually wanted to get this movie sponsored by, like, Coppertone.
Yeah.
Now, does anyone, are they, I would say
we did go
they
through
get,
a lot of sunscreen.
Yeah, I would think that they would get really snobby about it, too, because there's all this information about sunscreens and how a lot of the cheaper brands are actually causing cancer.
They're
sort
not
of
good
be-
for you, yeah.
Right,
what?
So,
exactly. Things I learned.
Shut up, I want to hear. I just learned something new today. What?
So the very cheap brands of sunscreen, the chemicals in them, even though you might not get burned, they actually increase the rate that your cells are deteriorating. So you want to look up, there's lists online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go with the really good stuff. You go with, there's two different kinds of sunscreen, like the way that it helps you not get burned. And you should look up the list of sunscreens that are actually going to help you in the long run, because the cheaper ones that we've used our whole lives, a lot of them are not actually good for you in the long run. So.
It's really just olive oil.
It's really just petroleum.
Yeah, if you're outside, putting KY all over yourself.
No.
No, actually, I after a couple months, didn't even realize that I wasn't needing it anymore. Like, after, like, because we shot the movie for, like, over 50 days,
mm-hmm.
is what we ended up, and it was all kind of broken up into six different legs. So by the end of shooting, like, I realized, like, I've been outside for, like, sun up to sundown today, and I didn't need any sunscreen. And I looked down, I'm like, that's because I'm already tan.
You're brown.
Yeah.
And so that is very interesting, because when I was a kid, I was super brown, and I don't remember being so concerned about it all the time, and I was so tan, and I feel like I had such resistance, and now I'm such a wuss about it. I go out, and I get burned after 10 minutes.
That's how I used to be. I mean, every vacation I've ever taken in my whole life, I would literally be, like, the kid who was, like, lobstered up and, like, laying in bed the first night of vacation and be like, why did I do this to myself?
So, that's why I was trying to do research on skin cancer statistics with nudist colonies are for lepers, you guys.
Nudie clubs.
I was doing the research. I was trying to find some statistic that said, oh, there's this high instance of skin cancer or whatever, but there is literally nothing to be found that is conclusive at all.
There's not. In fact,
we actually address that in our movie.
Yeah, quite the opposite, actually.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Actually, sun has actually been proven to be pretty good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's plenty of vitamin D in it.
Which I was low on when I went to the doctor.
You were low on vitamin D?
Yes. I got blood work done this last year when I had insurance. And I know.
You'd be both.
I know, right? And the one thing I was low on was vitamin D.
We should go get some milk.
I was low on potassium.
You were low on potassium?
I was.
Oh, gosh.
Side note.
I was low on happiness.
I was...
I'm just kidding. No, but at the end of the
Katie's
movie,
got
shut
a bum
up.
Knee today. Well, do you want to tell them about your knee and why you have to hobble in here?
Yeah.
Katie is injured right now. She's a gimp.
Tell them how
I'm
you hurt yourself.
I'm a super gimp. Well, my fabulous boyfriend likes to work out a lot, and so I went to the gym with him. I know, right? He's like a super workouter. And I went to the gym with him, and I was jump roping, and I was totally fine during my entire jump rope session. And then this guy came into the gym and was like, oh my God, how do you jump rope? And we were like, what? You're like 60. You should know how to jump rope. And so we literally did like an extra set. And so after I was done, I went to go squat and like get some water, and I was like, that's not happening right now. And so I just went to the doctor, and they told me that calcium deposit, like part of my bone, broke off of my knee, and it's just like hanging out in my meniscus. That's another word I learned today.
Meniscus.
Yeah, meniscus.
Katie's got some bone in the meniscus.
So I am not happy because I have a very active week ahead of me, and I cannot do anything.
And
what's the recovery for that?
He said it would take 7 to 10 days for the swelling to go down.
Ooh.
Like, I couldn't work out or do anything.
Just cut your legs off and call you shorty.
Yeah. So Travis is officially going to be my chauffeur all week. Nice. Yeah. And then I have to go get an MRI. So if any of you guys know a doctor that will give me free MRI, let me know. Katie Hall.
Sponsor. This is sponsor Katie, time. Please call
Katie's
the station.
Like, MRIs are like $20.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Oh dear. Yeah.
We're like, you guys like, no, put a couple more zeros at the end of that figure.
All right. So bottom line is everyone needs to try nudie clubs at some point in their life.
If
they
want to come out and meet us on Sunday, we'll be at Olive Del Ranch on Sunday signing DVDs and posters.
Yeah.
In Colton.
Oh, that's interesting. Very cool.
Yes. But we should all try. We should go together.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll be there all
day. I don't know if I can go with people I know. I think I'd have to go with strangers.
Really?
Yeah.
Are we not strangers anymore?
I really feel like I know you guys, and I don't know if I, because then I can imagine we all know what's out there, and then when we put clothes back on, it's like, yeah, but
yeah, you're like,
I've seen you.
I just never like that.
Huh. No.
No.
Not with him. He'll judge you just no matter what.
Exactly. That's what we're all afraid of.
Do you feel like I judge you, Katie?
Never. Ever. No, he's not. He's good at not judging. He just screams a lot.
See, and that's what I wonder is if...
Only when you don't know your lines.
Is if these places actually, like, have more... I hate the word tolerant, but you know what I mean? That kind of people where they're just a lot more forgiving about a lot of different stuff.
As you will see on the behind the scenes to our film, you will always see somebody with, like... you'll meet a lot of people with, like, scars from mastectomies or...
interesting.
You'll meet people who've had cancer survivors. You'll meet amputees who've had, like, limbs. And you meet a lot of veterans at nudist resorts.
Really?
Yeah. People who've amputees and, like, people who've been injured who are coming to terms with, like, their new bodies. You'll meet that
all
the time.
Very interesting. I do have a segment called Meet a Vet that is going to be part of the show. And so we'll be meeting and talking with a lot of people. And so I'll have to bring that up. That's interesting. I never made that connection that they would do that.
I've met a lot of veterans in the last year doing these nude screenings. And a lot of them have been, like, hurt really badly and you know, Afghanistan and Iraq.
It's a great place to come to terms with your body issue.
Very cool. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I mean, I definitely even have a few veterans scheduled already to come in and talk about stuff. So I can't wait to ask them if they've ever heard of their buddies going to a nudie colony. Oh, I just said colony again. You know what?
We'll break the habit.
I know. We'll end on that. So
all right.
Katie Hall and JP Riley, Act Naturally. Go to actnaturallymovie.com. Find them on Facebook. Check it all out. And then go to their screening next Friday, April 27th at 7 p.m. RSVP online for the LA United Film Festival.
Tickets,
these guys are awesome.
Tickets are in short supply from what I understand.
Oh, yeah. They're running out of tickets, so do it now.
And everybody give Carrie a high five for her first show.
Hey, radio high five. Thanks, Adrenaline Radio. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
prosecutor John McElvain, the former CBS2 consumer reporter. I hear from consumers who want to speak out as they fight for their rights. You may be shocked at some of the ripoff you'll hear about that companies are doing to their own customers. The Troubleshooter Talk Show is on Wednesday afternoon from 1 to 3, right here on Advice Radio. I help listeners find solutions. Many times customers tell me, I've had enough. I want to speak out about the way the company or the government is treating me. I try to help them fight back and stand up for their rights. Listen on Wednesday from 1 to 3 on AdviceRadio.com. Consumers are angry, and rightfully so. Go to TroubleshooterJudd.com and get information about fighting back. Contact me by going to the contact page on TroubleshooterJudd.com. Include your phone number. Listen to the Troubleshooter Talk Show Wednesday afternoon from 1 to 3 right here on AdviceRadio.com.
Hi, this is Gerald.
And this is Rashada, the host of your favorite show,
Get In If You Fit In. Reminding you to tune in every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get In If You Fit In features only the best of the best and our personal favorite, up-and-coming and established entertainers,
musicians,
fashion designers,
and entrepreneurs.
We also have prizes and contests you can only win while listening live.
Sponsored by Norman Lewis First Class Celebrity Limousine Service. Make sure you guys like us on Facebook at Get In If You Fit In.
Follow us on Twitter at Get In If You Fit In.
Don't forget to subscribe to our personal iTunes account. Just search for Get In If You Fit In.
Make sure you tune in every Wednesday to Get In If You Fit In. Hosted by me, Rashada.
And Gerald.